Okay, we're up to Simon Kufmem Vav to Asif Gimel, and we're up to Sif Gimel. In fact, we've only after learned to Simon Kufmem Zayin, which are all very relevant halachas. Let us see Sif Gimel. Also, le sape when he's not allowed to talk. Kshamafti koyre benovi ad sheyashlim k'moy b'sefer Torah. During Aftoira, also le sape kshamafti koyre benovi ad sheyashlim during Aftoira as well. When he's not allowed to talk until he's completed after k'moy b'sefer Torah like by leaning. Siman Siv Dalet ein tzorich lamod meumot be'es shekoyrim b'Torah. One does not need to stand during leaning. Shulchan Aruch says one does not need to stand during leaning. V'yesh machmiren ve'oyndim, some do stand. And Amachmir do stand, v'chein also Ma'aram, and that's what the Ma'aram did. So the halach is, one does not need to stand during leaning, but the Ramah says, some Amachmir and do stand. Mishnemur says in Sifkot Nyudzayin, hein tzorich lamod, v'afilu ha'oimdim al ha'bima, even the people who are standing around the bima, the al-memo, who are standing around the bima, on the height and area in the big shuls, it's a heightened area. The ein tzorich lamod b'nei sefer Torah l'kshadom noisa. This is the halacha Rabbi said that says as follows: you only need to stand by sefer Torah l'kshadom noisa. When a person is carrying the sefer Torah, that's when you need to stand. When a person does not hold the sefer Torah, when the sefer does not being held, one does not need to stand. Aval k'she munachas b'mkoyma, when the sefer Torah is lying in its place, ain't so you don't need to stand up. I'm skipping the brackets. Similarly, when somebody's actually just holding it, just grabbing it, kagoin, such as beis shekorin after, when somebody's holding it and is holding it, kevon shu yoshev imkoyma ain't so chlamed ifonel. When somebody's holding the sefer Torah during Haftorah, he doesn't need to, you don't need to stand. During Haftorah, somebody's holding Sefer Torah, you don't need to stand. Even if somebody's within Dalet Ames, you don't need to stand. So again, the point is, if somebody is holding the Sefer Torah, then you need to stand up. If the Sefer Torah is in its place, like in the Oren, or person just holding it during Haftorah, you don't need to stand, even if your Dalet Ames around it. V'da, and you should know the Be'ez Shenoisin Oiso, when the Sefer Torah is being carried, Chayev Lamed Lefonel, you do need to stand. There's halacha that you need to stand when the Sefer Torah is being carried. Ad Shediskasim Eidom, until you can't see it anymore. Oi, alternatively, Ad Shegienu Amoylichol Em Koima, when it's being placed in its right place again. V'avidu Smicha Ledidova also, even if you're leaning on something, still not permitted the smicha kishiv, because lying, leaning is as if you'll be sitting. So, right, okay, so this is now the key to knowing the halacha, when you need to stand and when you not need to stand. So the rule is that when the Sefer Torah is placed, you don't need to stand. You don't need to stand. When it's placed, you don't need to stand. So whether it's in the Oren, or whether it is even when a person is sitting holding the Sefer Torah, you don't need to stand. However, if the Sefer Torah is being carried, the halacha is, then you'd have to stand. There is a... you want to say something? So the Baal Koyre, there was a separate halacha earlier, that is the Balkari needs to stand. It's a separate halacha. But you're quite right that really, according to what you're seeing now.
No, the thought means you still have to have the three that we said have to be standing.
Correct. Correct. That's right. Correct. What about when during psicha? Do you need to stand up during psicha? You do? Based on what? Based on what we learned now, what would you paskin?
The hour is open.
So, are we opening the oven? Oh, you're saying, based on what we're saying now, why are you saying that? Based on what we're saying now, the Sefer Torah is in its place. You don't need to stand. Is that what people generally do? When Vahi bin Soya, people remain seated, or so? But, it's coming out. So might as well get up now already.
It's covered.
Oh, very interesting. What would you say?
I know that Rav Moshe apparently, was it Rav Moshe? At the very end of his life, when he was very weak, he used to sit outside the Beis Medrash in order to sit down during
So the truth is that based on what we learned now, you actually do not need to stand up during psicha. You don't need to. However, there's an interesting Sharetzian in Sifkot Yudches, so a little bit hidden, and he says, I'm going to the Lefize in Sifkot Yudches. He says, Velefize, who are din simli be'esha poischina oroim during psicha, ki haloi b'chol zim b'mkoyim munachas. It's in its right place. You don't really need to stand up. However, ve'oilam noyakin b'chol ze lasos hidur la toir v'la'amoyt. So the people are noyak to stand up as a hidur, as a hidur. But me'ikra din, you don't need to. So it's very, very much what Rabbi Kagan said, that really me'ikra din, you don't need to. Based on what we learned now, you don't need to, because it's still placed in the oven. There's a hidur mitzvah, hidur to give cover to the Torah. It's an additional element. But if somebody prefers to sit, he's not really doing it. As long as it's in the oven, as long as it's placed, you don't really need to stand up. Yeah. She established the Zichim Lamoid. Yeah, you're saying that it's not Lichoyre. You're saying that Lichoyre, it's not. Mm-hmm. What would you say? Not sure. I don't know this Moshe. Moshe Paskins that Lichoyre, you need to stand. Yeah. I don't know why Moshe is machmir. I don't know. I think that Misvora would have said exactly the same than you. I hear what you're saying. I don't know why Moshe says it. So it's worthwhile investigating. Yeah, good question. I don't know. Good. Now, we learned that... when can you sit down? So the Mishnah Berurah says that... Ideally, when you can't sit anymore, or when it is in its right place already, you could really sit down. Sifkot Yudches, Beis Shikoyim Batoyro, when it's Beis Shikoyim Batoyro, Huvishas Amiras Bochu, Venias Boch Shem Amvoich Loilam Voet, Klikul Alma Tzichim Lamoit, you should stand, do Dovah Shibiktusha, it's considered Dovah Shibiktusha. So Paskins in Mishnah Berurah, the Acholkim, but that's how the Mishnah Berurah Paskins. Sifkot Yudches, Vyesh Machmirin Ve'oimdim. So the Mishnah Berurah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, that if they, during leaning, one could sit, Ramah says, there are Machmirim. Kosva Prichotosh Ve'agrodah Ikkis Voroshoina, Ve'chen Noagu. Mishnah Berurah Paskins, the name of Vilna Gaon and the Prichotosh, that you could sit during leaning. Va'bach basim kuf mem alef kos is gam amara moid im dine shori elo de svira le diro la de vela moid. Some say that it's there's an in the maram probably means that it's a lechatchile one should be machmir. Mem shetzoy chodom la lois bedatuk shishoy ma'akir mi piakoyer ke ilu kibla oiso oiso shom mehasinai. There's an element of hitu as in hitu of standing up during leaning, because as if you are witnessing kiasat, you're witnessing Kabbalah's Kavolas HaToyos, there's the point of standing, if possible at all. It's a, uve'asinai, by asinai, you call Yisrael, oimdim, everybody used to stand. Kiriksiv anoichi oimi ben Hashem, uve'ineichem, v'goimo. Umishu, ish cholosh, somebody who is weak, v'koshel elamot, and it's difficult for him to stand, alideze, endatum, yushevis, l'chavon hitiv, l'kol hakev. If somebody cannot concentrate well, because he's standing, yesh l'leishe, we should sit down. Between the aliyahs, for sure one could sit down. So we're learning that there's a chumrah, if possible, to stand unless it takes away concentration. I have a feeling that in the old, in the shuls, that, do you know the old shuls, had all the purpose-built shuls? What was it like? Purpose-built shuls. What was it called? The bima? It was around the bima. Seats. That's right, it was a marker, that's right, it was like some sort of separation. And some sort of separation, normally steps, because normally it's heightened, the bima is normally elevated. So I have a feeling that could be that in those shuls, there isn't even a chumrah to stand up, I think. Could be there's not even a chumrah. Because my guess is, and I saw it somewhere years ago, I forgot where, my guess is that if it's an elevated area, and there is, that's right, it's a different rishus. It's a different elevated area, do you know what I mean? Like the old purpose-built shuls, and there's around it, there's kind of a mechitza, then it's a rishus acheres, a bit like the Mishnah Berurah earlier, and then it's you don't have to, there's no chumrah even to sit, it's a different domain. It's a different area altogether, maybe there's no chumrah even to sit down, there to stand up. But Vinishvi, it's only a chumrah, and if you feel you're better off sitting down, for sure you can. Okay. Siman Kuf Mem Zayin. Also lechoisev a Torah orum bloy mit pachas. We're learning now the halachas of Gilas Sefer Torah, and the first Seif tells us you are not allowed to lechois, really means to hold. Sefer Torah orum, which means naked, bloy mit pachas, without material. So what it's really referring to is touching the Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah orum with a bare finger. You're not allowed to touch the Sefer Torah. Also, lechol Sefer Torah orum bloy mit pachas without any. You have to have something separating your skin and the cloth. V'yesh oim do adin shakis v'kodesh. The Gemara says many say it's not only a Sefer Torah, but it's in fact any kisvei kodesh you mustn't touch with your bare fingers. You have to have something in between.
Is that to protect you from the tumah, or is that to protect the cloth from damage?
So it's not for damage. It's not damage. It's because it's davar shebekdusha. There's a halacha with regards to davar shebekdusha that there has to be that. It's not a tumah halacha. No, it's not a tumah. It's a the Mishnah Berurah said in Sifkot Aleph also lechos, you're not allowed to hold. Bigmora amrin on the avu ze nikpa orum mitzvah zu. If somebody is not careful with that, he actually would lose the reward of the mitzvah he's fulfilling. So if somebody's leaning, and he's not leaning through separation, he's leaning, literally putting his finger on the cloth, he loses the whole schad, or reward of the mitzvah. He loses the reward of the kriyah. Similarly, with regards to glila and hakba, even if you're just touching the Sefer Torah, it will be a problem. It's only if there's no need whatsoever. But if there is a necessity to actually touch it, to be a second to fix the Sefer Torah, lit for ktsas, if something needs to be stitched again, v'ledabek bedevek, matlis v'chadoim, if it needs to be stitched together, something needs to be fixed on the Sefer Torah, you need to hold it with your fingers, hechdol efsh, if there's no other alternative, rishai, it's permitted. Mikol mokan nevertheless, tov shut lot of the chile, should first wash his hands. Havuk she'ein tzorech, but if there's no need whatsoever, if you're not doing it for the sake of fixing the Sefer Torah, even if you're washing your hands, don't touch the Sefer Torah. The only exception is if you're fixing the Sefer Torah, you have to stitch, you have to glue, you have to fix the Sefer Torah, then it would be allowed if you wash your hands previously. But that's the only exception. Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that. Clearly, we'll get shortly. Sefer Torah Orum. You need to have a cloth, a material in between your finger and the cloth. The al kain, and therefore, be'eshe godelim ha-sefer Torah, when one does glila, koidem kia, prior to kia, to the laning, oi b'shas akbo, or during akbo, shelif omim nimshochim iris ha-sefer Torah. Sometimes, what happens sometimes during glila? Pardon? it unravels a bit, yeah. So, shenimshach mishach miriyah sefetah, uchedei lehashvoy sayiriyah, and when you want to straighten it up, oichzim perosh sayiriyahs, you need to hold on to it, limshach oichzim lemaaloi lemaat, you need to pull it up, you need to pull it down, kedei sheshovim b'chutz, it should be equal externally. You need to be very careful then. Don't hold it with your hands. Don't hold it with your fingers. But make sure that you're holding it with a talis. I mean, pach, so any cloth, any material, anything. You should be separating between your hands and the Sefer Torah. The wooden parts. You're allowed to hold the wooden parts, the atzichaim, you're allowed to hold with your bare hands, without any separation. Some are machmir. Have you ever seen anybody doing that? Some are machmir, they're doing hakba, they're also machmir, not to hold the atzichaim with their bare hands, but they're going to hold it with the talis. Did you ever see that? So if you ever seen it, so he said that some are machmir, v'yesh machmir v'koich na'amud esefer Torah b'ktzov esad alis b'shal zakbo, uve'mokem shaloi no'agu, ha'koi la'asis ken, but in places that the minhag is not to do so, did you ever see anybody doing that? If the minhag is not to do that, af mi sheroi tzeh ledaktik b'zeh, yaseh b'das. Even if you want to be machmir, you want to have that chumrah, you should do it carefully. Shaloi agishu b'zeh ne'otum, people shouldn't notice it, mishum yura, because it's going to look as if you are trying to make a point of him. I'm a very, very holy man. It's the best time to do it. Remember, because everybody's seeing you doing hakba. If you want to show off how full you are, that's the right time to do it. Everybody's going to see it. So if you're holding it down with the talus, you're going to make a point that not only I'm very makpid on not touching the atzichaim, I like to do it with the separation of a talus. No, because you're doing it for the purpose. The ones who are makbet, the ones who do it like that, they do it for the tzorich of the hak, before the tzorich of the zeh, that wouldn't be considered. That wouldn't be considered a hefsek. Yeah.
So if you try and lift up a heavy sefer Torah with a talis, you're just asking for trouble.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, 100%, yeah. But, you know, those people are trying to make a point. They are happy to take the risk.
Yeah,
but it's interesting. It's interesting that, yeah. Now, I don't know, do you remember the old Sefer Torah, the heavier ones? Yeah? Do you remember them? Do you remember the old Sefer Torah? Do you remember the old Sefer Torah? So ever so heavy. So there, I don't know why, but it was really, really hard to, often you'd go like loose and stuff. Do you know what I mean? It was like, so there you often had, you just have to be careful. You should be careful. You have to just, if you want to straighten it up, you just make sure that using it with a talus. Yeah. Shakis v'kodesh, it's not only with regards to Sefer Torah, but also any shakis v'kodesh. So Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Gimel says, "Tafkik shiksuvim ashuris." It's only if it's ashuris, so stam writing ala klaf on a klaf uvidyoi and on ink kisefer Torah like a sefer Torah. Aval sforim shelon with our sforim sheinichtov meufin zev shenov itnagis. The kula alma according to all opinions, mutter. It's fine. You can touch them, no problem. Afilu kodim letil even without having washed hands. You could be machmir if you know for sure your hands are dirty, you should wash your hands before you take a sefer. Now, what we've spoken previously with regards to Megillahs are a little bit more lenient. Megillahs are more lenient, and this halacha doesn't apply to such severity with regards to Megillahs. Okay, there's more on this, but I suppose we'll have to wait for next week.